Your setbacks are a set up for a comeback. Cry it out, stomp your feet, scream in the air, and keep it pushing. So don't allow this season to break you down. Allow this season to be part of your breakthrough.
Welcome to The Queen Path, a podcast that serves as a royal remembrance of embodying the woman God has called you to be.
Hello, my beautiful queens. Welcome back to The Queen Path. I am your host, Oin Consola, aka Sola, and welcome to the show. So if you are currently going through a season where you might be on the brink of wanting to quit, wanting to give up, wanting to throw the towel in, you're over it, you're done, you feel disconnected from your true self, you feel a little burnt out, you feel a little weary, if I'm speaking to you today, then this episode is definitely going to lift your spirit high. So definitely get into a cozy position. Or if you're going for a hot girl walk, this might be a hot girl walk kind of episode. This also might be like you're too tired and you just have to listen to this in your bed kind of episode. If you are at home listening to this in bed, you're laying down, I encourage you to stop overworking your brain and close your laptop or turn off your phone. Just allow yourself to rest and receive this queen transmission. So let's get into it. Anytime a queen is getting ready to be crowned, she's getting ready to take her throne, to take her territory, to take her position. There's always going to be a season of breakdown before the breakthrough. I'm going to say that one more time. Right before you are crowned, right before you claim the throne, there's always going to be a breakdown before the breakthrough. And for today's episode, I want to give you guys the instructions of how to navigate a season of a breakdown. How to navigate a season of a breakdown. Because anytime you feel like you're going through setbacks, I'm telling you, hear me when I say this. Your setbacks are a set up for a comeback. Your setbacks are a set up for a comeback. And the kind of comeback I'm talking about is not like, oh, guys, look at me. I'm going to take pictures of my life. Let me prove to people that God is blessing me. Let me prove to people that I'm successful. No. I'm talking about the kind of comeback that it's only you and God are going to know how far you actually have come. Only you and God are going to know. No one's going to be able to fully understand it. And so when you are going through seasons of your life, when it's very difficult, maybe you're going through something painful, these are the seasons that you really want to start to move into the objective observer versus the subjective experiencer, right? And that doesn't mean that you dissociate or you disconnect or you kind of drop out of reality. What I am saying is that you have to remember that you are made up of three parts. You are body, you are soul, and you are spirit. But who you truly are, what is truly eternal, is your spirit. And when you are dropped into the spirit, you're naturally going to start seeing things more objectively. And when you start seeing things more objectively, you're going to realize like, oh, maybe during the season, you're talking very mean to yourself. Maybe during the season, you're actually like not eating the best foods. Maybe during the season, you're not really, you know, loving on yourself. You start to see things from a very objective eye, not from a place of judgment, but from a place of curiosity and a place of compassion. And that's the place that you want to be dwelling in seasons of difficulty. Because the way that you are responding to the pain, the way that you are responding to the suffering, the way that you're responding to whatever it is that you're going through behind the scenes is very important. Right? And I'm not saying this as like a manifestation tool that like if you feel a negative thought, you're going to manifest more negative things. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you are going through pains and difficulties and setbacks, you need to be so compassionate with yourself. You need to be so compassionate with yourself because the enemy wants you to play the shame and blame game with yourself. You know, the enemy wants you to blame God, blame yourself. You didn't manifest right. This is all your fault. God is making you suffer. God is like, he hates you. You're being punished. I mean, whatever the stories are, usually that's where the enemy tries to get us to think. That's the frequency he wants to think on. Like blame, 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 shame, shame, shame. And that's not the name of the game. That's not the name of the game. This season requires for radical compassion. This season requires for radical compassion. This season requires for radical stillness. This season requires for you to actually like allow yourself to cry more than you complain. This season requires for you to like spend more time with God. This season requires for you to literally push past the illusion that you are losing. This season requires you to push past the illusion that you are losing. You are not losing. Again, the setback is a setup, babe. But you have to understand that, like the great Natasha Bedingfield says,
I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned.
The pen is in your hand and the power is in your perspective, but if you keep allowing the enemy to write the script, he's going to write the script of shame, guilt, and fear. And these are not things that come from God, shame, guilt, and fear. You know, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. If you want to start utilizing the breakdown, utilizing the setback, and leveraging the fact that God is giving you a very incredible plot, if you want to start utilizing the plot that you have been given, then you have to tell God, give me the wisdom to understand what you're doing in this season and prepare to receive it. And when you receive it, write it down. Stop allowing what you see to determine where you're going next. What you see does not determine where you're going next. What you're feeling is not determining on where you're going next. I don't care what the manifestation doctors and gurus are telling you. What you feel as a woman is what you feel. And sometimes you're going to feel like crap. And sometimes you're going to feel like giving up. That doesn't mean you're manifesting negatively. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have dominion over our feelings. That is not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that when you feel something, when you're upset, cry it out, stomp your feet, scream in the air, and keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Don't allow yourself to just like harbor onto these feelings and create like scenarios and films out of an emotional state that was only supposed to last you 3 minutes, but now you're making it last you 3 years, 3 days, 3 months. Stop prolonging the things that have passed and focus on the future that God has shown you. And in order for you to focus on the things that God has shown you, you have to be really in a season of that objective observer. If you're not in that season of an objective observer, you're going to be keep looking at the perspective of where you're currently at as like a sad story. It's not a sad story. It's a story about a daughter of a God who's victorious because she walks with God. That's your story. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it looks like it's not the most beautiful story ever. It's kind of like it's a sad comedy or, you know, a bit of a drama, whatever it is. No, you have the greatest love story of all time. You are in the greatest love story of all time. So what are you going to do right now as the pen is in your hand and the plot has been given to you? What are you going to do right now because the pen is in your hand and the plot has been given to you? Are you going to allow the enemy to write your story based on what your senses can see? Or are you going to turn to scripture? Are you going to turn to God? Are you going to turn to counsel? Are you going to turn to communities who are deep in wisdom? Are you going to turn to the truth, or are you going to keep giving the lie the spotlight and all of the airtime? This is the time where whatever is happening in your life, if God has given you the anointing to write, this is the time that you're supposed to start writing. Maybe there's a book that's living inside of you, and this is a scene in your book that everything that you're going through, there's some kind of system, formula, method, something that you're going to learn in this season that's going to take people out of the exact freaking emotion that you're feeling right now. Everything you're going through is because the future person that you're here to serve and you're here to help is actually probably going to go through the exact same thing. And right now you're in a season where you can either receive the roadmap to get out so you can offer that roadmap to the world, which is what we do on the Queen Path. Or you can allow this to just be a wasted plot and call this a sad sob story. What are you gonna choose? Are you gonna choose to change your perspective, or are you gonna keep giving the pen to the enemy? This is your pen, my love. You are co-writing this with God. You're co-creating it with God. And yes, we're creating with our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings, but most importantly, we are creating with our perspective. And that is the queen mindset that you have to step into. How do you want to see this scene? How do you want to see the scene? What if you chose to see the scene like, oh my gosh, like this is that season where everything was falling apart and things weren't working and blah, 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 whatever is your current scenario. And then God blessed me. And then I met the person, and then the money came, and then I got the job, and then I got like the opportunity, I got the thing. What if that was the season you're actually in? You're in like the prequel before the blessing. But you're not gonna be able to realize that if you keep giving your attention to the sob story. Stop playing the victim, my love. And I say this with so much compassion. I know that maybe you went through something traumatic, something painful, something difficult. But if you don't get out of it and step out of it, you're going to stay in the story. You're going to stay in the perspective of a sob story instead of getting into the perspective of where God wants you to play in, which is the story of a queen, a victorious queen. That is the story that you're in. You're in the ultimate love story. So you have to change, you know, the perspective. You have to change it. So how do we start changing the perspective? Number one, get yourself around people like me. Speaking of, I do have two coaching spots that are officially open. My last two spots until the end of summer. So if you're interested, just go to the link in my bio to book a complimentary consultation call with me. I'm going to be taking calls over the next 3 days. But anyway, get around people who are going to help you stay in the royal remembrance of who you truly are. It's when we're in the season, we will have a habit of isolating ourselves. We'll have a habit of playing the victim. We'll have the habit of, you know, allowing us to just stay stuck in the sad, sad story. Get yourself around other people who see what your true story is, who will affirm that story to you. The truth, the truth. So what movie do you want to see, my love? Do you want to see, do you want the next scene to just be you going in a loop of how you've been set back and you're going through all these breakdowns? Or do you want the next scene to be how you were able to still claim joy and happiness and excitement and beauty and laughter and love in one of the most difficult seasons of your life? And you, by the time the blessing came, it didn't become like an idol to you. You were just already like able to find joy in the midst of pain. What if everything you're going through is to prepare you for things that are going to get really difficult down the line? The path of being a queen, I mean, the path of being a human in general, but being a queen, it's not an easy path, my love. Yes, you're going to get, you know, a bunch of different and greater opportunities than most women. Yes, you're going to get in alignment with dreams that are going to be absolutely beautiful. Yes, there's beautiful things down the line, but heavy is the head that wears the crown. It's the truth, my love. And so sometimes in your breakdown season or in your season of setback, God is trying to prepare you for another level where the setback's at. That level is going to be so painful and you need to be stronger for that. So don't allow this season to break you down. Allow this season to be part of your breakthrough. Break, fall apart, cry if you need to cry, and then build yourself back up with God. Build your faith back up. Build your belief back up. Build yourself up to believe that this is temporary. Whatever it is, I promise you, it is temporary. So anyway, my loves, this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but again, I am taking two more clients until the end of summer. I have two spots that just opened up. So if you are interested in working with someone who's going to help you really build your belief, I am a transformational coach. I've been coaching for over 5 years. This is what I do. I'm all about helping people go from point A to point B. So if you're interested and want to learn more about the offers I currently have, go to the link in my show notes. And remember, my love, the setback is a setup for the comeback. It's your comeback era, my love, not your flop era. You have to understand that the pen that was in your hand, how do you want to see the story? From where you're currently at. And I'm saying you have to write your future. Just how do you want to see this current moment? I love you all so much, and I'll talk to you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for supporting this episode of The Queen Path. If you'd like to support the vision, please leave us a 5-star rating and share this episode with a fellow sister, a fellow friend who might need the inspiration and the vibes. And if you want to spread the word about what we're doing on The Queen Path, just feel free to share this episode on your Instagram story. Tag us at The Queen Path. Give us a follow and we'll be super, super excited to repost it. And if you're new here and you have no idea what's going on, go to www.thequeenpath.com. Discover the queen archetype that's connected to your purpose and get on the queen path. I'll see you in the next episode.